Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Kendall Frazier, top hired hand of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, joining us in just a moment.
Why pay every month for a temporary storage facility when you can own a Mueller building? Mueller's backyard buildings are easy to assemble, affordable, and offer a permanent storage solution right in your own backyard. With a variety of sizes available and over 30 colors to choose from, our backyard building kits complement any home or landscape. And if your equipment requires even more storage space, Mueller's Standard Series buildings are ready to go to work for you. From workshops to big barns, these pre-engineered, bolt-together buildings come in a variety of size and color options. You can also visit us online at MuellerInc.com and get a free customized building estimate. And while you're there, use our custom 3D design tool to turn your building dreams into a reality. We're located right here in the heartland, so give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER today.
Talking today with Kendall Frazier of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And Kendall, NCBA is expressing some worries or some concern about a lawsuit that the Humane Society of the U.S. has decided to get involved with in regards to the OCM, the Organization for Competitive Markets. Tell me a little bit of a background from what you understand about this particular lawsuit.
Yeah, we just found out about this not too long ago, Ron. And what they're doing is suing the government, the Office of Inspector General. They're harassing the government. They're harassing the beef checkoff. There were two audits done of NCBA by OIG. We cooperated fully with OIG in those audits. We were very transparent. They spent time in our office. And the bottom line summary of both the audits were that the checkoff dollars being used by NCBA and other contractors and some state beef councils are being used in accordance to the act and order. And now OCM and HSUS have come together, and this radical animal rights group is suing the government, wanting to get their hands on a lot of the documents that were used in the audit. Our concern is that we are very transparent. We believe in transparent, but we've been shown some documents they want, and they really don't have anything to do with the beef checkoff. And I'll give you an example. We were given a document that basically is a copy of a lease agreement that we have in our Denver office with the Cattle Facts and American National Cattlewomen. And when we saw that and the kind of documents they're trying to get the hands on, we feel like it's important that we protect our own business interests. Again, we're for transparency. We will share anything with OIG, but we don't want our personal business documents and records to get in the hands of a radical animal rights group, and that's what this is all about.
And Kendall Frazier says it appears to him that the Humane Society is clearly stepping up their attempts to harass the beef cattle industry and other parts of animal agriculture with this direct legal assault on the beef checkoff.
Well, there's no question, Ron, and we're not the only, the beef checkoff has been harassed by HSUS. They're also doing the same thing to the pork checkoff. And I that's what we all need to understand in American agriculture, what their ultimate agenda is. It is to eliminate red meat from the diet. There's no question about it. You can go on their website. You can review their materials. You can review their public statements. And this is one of their tactics to do it. They're a radical animal rights group masquerading as an animal welfare group. And it's just unfortunate that we have to divert precious resources to deal with this.
And Frazier says the bottom line, this is all about HSUS wanting to undermine the viability of the beef industry.
It really is about an animal rights group, a very radical animal rights group, trying to cripple the beef industry. That's their ultimate aim. And they believe if they can destroy the beef checkoff, that's one of their goals, that they will do that. And as I said, they've gone after the pork industry, too. So this is the tactic they're using. But no bones about it. Their ultimate aim is to remove red meat from the center of the plate. And that's what's at stake here.
Kendall Frazier on the Humane Society of the U.S. actively aiding the Organization of Competitive Markets in litigation regarding the beef checkoff. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Friday, September 23rd, 8 a.m. Central Time on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. They'll be offering 22,000 head, 3,800 yearling steers, 2,700 yearling heifers, 9,300 weaned calves, and 4,000 calves on cows. For details, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call 1-800-422-2117, 800-422-2117 at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.